Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Man, we are back. Back in the building. Back with the crew. We got a full house today. My man BK stopped by. My man Ike, Allison, Lewis, Jr., the third, Esquire. He's on mic. One quarter of the Real Sports podcast. We're here. Back at the table. Back in the living room. We get a chance to jump into all the events and all the news of this week and last week. Because last week we were at the Michigan Comic Book and Wrestling Expo, and some of this stuff didn't exactly cross over. We didn't get a chance to meet up and talk about it as we normally do. So that's what we got right now. But before we get started, we got to pay some bills around here. I want to thank all the people who went to the website, the Epicenter. Ground zero for everything related to Just Talk With Sam podcast. That is samshownation.com. Right there on the homepage, current promotions page, you can click that donate button and you can give whatever makes you a good person, whatever makes you feel like a good person. We put it right back into this podcast to make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. And quite honestly, that is like the third best way to help out this podcast. So if you want to donate to this podcast and make it a bigger entity, please do so. Hitting that donate link and doing it right then and there. But if you want a little bang for your buck and you want to show your love for the Just Talk With Sam podcast, go ahead and do it by going to the store right there at samshownation.com. All the swag that you need there, whether that be t-shirts, hats, stickers, anything that you need to represent the Just Talk With Sam podcast on your daily life, it's right there at the Just Talk With Sam store via samshownation.com. Go ahead, show your love for the podcast by going there and doing just that, buying swag there. Speaking of podcasts, you can always go to samshownation.com and hit that podcast link. By hitting the podcast link, you can catch up with the latest podcast right there at the homepage of Just Talk With Sam, or samshownation.com, I should say. All the Just Talk With Sam podcasts are there, but we're also in other places like Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, good old RSS, and pretty much wherever podcasts can be heard. So go ahead and check it out that way. But speaking of iTunes, since iTunes is there, we are currently in our summer iTunes takeover. By doing that, we are showing the love that you show us every time on iTunes. So please, if you listen to this podcast, if you are an Apple user, please get on Apple Podcasts or iTunes or get there, leave us a good review, and rate the podcast. We would prefer 5 stars, but hey, maybe you heard something that you got questions of. Please, go ahead, air your grievances. We'll take a look at it. But go ahead, make yourself vocal by helping us out with the iTunes takeover. Only thing we ask you to do is go to iTunes.com and leave a rate and review. Excuse me, subscribe, rate, and review. Speaking of the podcast and ways to help out, we got a few promotions this week. Some of the people that I want to talk about here that's been helping the podcast. So, let's just get started. First sponsor this week is the good folks at OmahaSteaks.com. Yes, go to SamShowNation.com right there on the current promotion page. You will see in the bottom right-hand corner a different combo, a tray of meat items. Those are all come from the good folks at OmahaSteaks.com. It is getting towards the end of the season. We are in August. Grilling ain't gonna stop, though. We're gonna still get out there and we'll still do something on that grill. However, the good folks at Omaha Steaks is looking out for you because this is their 100th year in business. They started in 1917 and they have family combos starting at $19.17 for all of your grilling needs. So you can go ahead and you can get that weekender combo, something that you may want to do when the last days of summer are winding down. You can go ahead and you can go to OmahaSteaks.com. Also, if you go to Omaha Steaks, especially this week, got to go to samshownation.com and you click that Omaha Steaks link. Not only do you get certain select combos for the low price of $19.17, you can get up to 55% off site wide. And if you go to samshownation.com, you click that Omaha Steaks link. Not only do you get up to 55% off site wide, you get an extra $10 off your order if, and only if, you know, I mean, we already doing this for you. But if extra $10 off your order, of any order that is $79 or more, you don't even have to cross 80. We give you an extra 10. Hurry up. Go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Omaha Stanks link because it is for a limited, and I mean limited, time only. So please go ahead and get some of the combos starting at 1917. You can get some family combos. You can get, for a limited time only, you can get 10 4-ounce boneless pork chops for the low, low price of $17.99. They're giving this stuff away dirt cheap because it's towards the end of the summer. So please go ahead, go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Omaha Steaks link and go ahead and get some of that goodness. Second sponsor of the Just Talk with Sam podcast this week are the good folks at MLBShop.com. We talked about summer a minute ago. The boys of summer are still doing it. You go ahead and catch that baseball game. It's dog days of summer. Nothing more enjoyable going to a baseball game in hot August. Get a chance to see some of your favorite teams. Get out there and do what they do best. But the best way to do that is to represent your team. So go to SamShowNation.com. You click that MLBShop.com link. You can get anything that you would need, whether it be jerseys, hats, t-shirts, any type of memorabilia or collectibles. They got you covered right there at MLBShop.com. You can get something for your favorite team, whether you are, like myself, a Detroit Tigers fan. You can be a Yankees fan, Dodgers fan. What about them Diamondbacks? I love their bullpen. I mean, they got you covered for everything that you would need right there. What about the Judge? You know, Clayton Kershaw. You can do all of that stuff right there at SamShowNation.com. Click that MLBShop.com link. And for a limited time only, free shipping on all U.S. orders over $50. All you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that link and put in the offer code FS50 at checkout. Free shipping on all U.S. orders. Some exclusions may apply. Lastly, and certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. By going to Amazon.com, you can get everything that you would need from A to Z. Amazon.com got everything that you need for your daily life. Who are we kidding? Only thing we actually, you were going to Amazon anyway. Only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that link on the homepage and current promotions page. By doing so, you can shop, connect, and enjoy. By doing that, you can go ahead. Maybe you're a Prime member. Maybe you need to know some benefits of being Prime. You can get that free 2-day shipping. You got free internet access. Then on top of that, you can get t-shirts. Hey, back to school is right around the corner. So Amazon got you covered on that. So please go ahead. Go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Amazon link and shop as you normally would. So here's what we're about to do. We're about to reset these mics. We're about to get in here. And we're about to sit down, talk about the news of the day right here in the Just Talk with Sam podcast. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Put your name on it. You don't talk about it. Be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Tune, y'all.
obvious. If y'all just listen, we never write this out.
All right, one more game, man. Welcome to Just Talk with Sam, the only podcast not afraid to hire the mooch. What's up, man? We got your resume. Oh, got full house today. Oh, we just starting it. I know how we get down. We got a 3 fucking statement maximum on this issue of the mooch. Now, everybody who's been paying attention to the news, my man, Scaramucci, grand opening, grand closing.
Let me know when I can open.
The realest dude in Washington. He's on the unemployment line. Just take it, cause you itching for this one.
That was really sad.
I love Scaramucci, man. Like
Scaramucci had one problem.
He was too raw, too quick.
He went in too raw, too quick. Absolutely,
that's what it was.
We already have a Trump.
Oh, he out Trump,
and that was the problem.
Yeah, he came in the game.
We already have a Trump. And then that rant he did with all the profanity and all that was necessary.
Okay.
Granted, I completely
agree with
the point.
Great 10 days.
If he would have cleaned it up, it still would have made sense. But he didn't need all that cursing. I understand what he was trying to do.
When you talk about Steve Bannon, that
hold on.
Who did
hold
you
on.
Talk
wait,
about?
Wait. Let's, like I said, before we just jump into this, because this is a podcast in itself, let's just go around the room. I don't know if you know about the Steve Scaramucci thing. If you blink, you miss it.
Anthony
Scaramucci.
Tony the Mooch.
Let's just stick with Mooch.
Here it is, the Mooch.
Or like Stephen Colbert.
All right, hold up.
No, I like Stephen Colbert.
Let's just go around the room.
Moochie.
Yes! All right.
You said Moochie, you knew what everybody was thinking
about. Out of the last 10 days, what was your favorite Mooch line?
Okay.
Gun to head. Okay. You only get one.
Okay. It's not a line, it's a gesture.
What? Oh, the kiss? The kiss?
Now, that was smooth as hell.
Did you see
Sarah smiling? Everybody smiling?
Yes! What the fuck was that?
That nigga smooth, he's cool.
On the first sort of day.
But he quit. I mean, he got fired.
That wouldn't have quit.
I'll wait till you get into that. I ain't going to overstep you.
Hold on. What was your mooch line?
I don't have one.
You ain't got a favorite mooch line?
Hand gestures and like he directing traffic.
Yeah.
Hand gestures.
That's your favorite line.
Hold on. My favorite line is, I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not in business for myself. I don't like to suck my own dick. The dog.
When he says, I want to get to the facts real quick because I don't want to be in the president's office more than I have to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He has so many good ones. Even the Steve Bannon line got competition with the Rance Freeman's line. He was just like, look, he's a paranoid schizophrenic. He's a paranoiac. Paranoiac.
Paranoiac?
I don't know, but I love the word.
I love it.
So, Steve.
Kind of reminds you of what what's the former mayor of New York, the billionaire?
Bloomberg.
When he called him, during the campaign trail, called him an insane demagogue.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
All right, look.
We are spending.
We sit there with a straight face.
It didn't blink.
He's an insane demagogue.
All right, we spending more time than he wasn't actually in office.
Ain't Perseus a demigod?
Whatever.
The son of Zeus. That's what he called him.
An insane. Oh man.
Yeah.
Let's just move on from the mooch because. Though the mooch was only here for 10 days.
We can rat this all night.
You can keep going. It was the gift that kept on
giving.
Because
the truth of the matter is, man, I didn't disagree with everything that Dave said.
But here goes the thing. As you know, we wasn't exactly live last week. We went down to the Michigan Comic Book Expo and Wrestling. Excuse me. Michigan Comic Book and Wrestling Expo.
Yeah, wrestling.
We left. Great experiences. We talked about the last podcast. I am now a member of the Nation of Domination. I really don't have no idea what the fuck I'm doing, but, you know, me and Farouk, we got the blessing. So, a few of these news stories may be from last week because, well, we got 2 weeks worth of stuff and
That's
two
cool.
very slow news weeks.
You know, I rock with D'Lo Brown.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't down with the Brown, man.
Gotta be down with D'Lo Brown.
Oh, man. Dude, we talked about it in depth in the last podcast, but. As we in it, so like I said, some of these a little old, but still the same thing is going on. Like one of the things I really want to talk about, my man Lamar Odom got that book deal.
He
I love Lamar Odom book deal.
He ain't holding back.
This September.
I hope he does.
This September. Not only.
I hope he does.
Some of the stuff that he kind of gave a little hint on the Players Tribute.
What else?
He said he's talking about his loved ones, why he went to drugs, what made him an addict. And one of the things he kind of hinted towards, he said he was surprised to see Khloe Kardashian after he had that overdose. So, if you're surprised to see somebody, that makes you believe that you wouldn't count on seeing that person at all. So,
they were, but like since LA is such an overpopulated place, the divorce kind of got.
If we
have to go through the process.
If I say I'm not fucking with you, in order to have a divorce, if I'm about to pass out after you took those dollar store Viagra. Why is he even going to be there?
He rich. Why is he taking cheap Viagra?
Well, he
got to hold on to the money he got.
He must not be rich.
Cocaine is expensive.
That went into the whores. He was calling the whorehouse.
He said he didn't have sex with them.
He didn't get a chance to. He passed out before the dollar store. No, he passed out before the dollar store Viagra could take its. He didn't get a chance to.
I guess drugs do have an effect on your penis.
You know what was even more fucked up? When they brought that little ass helicopter.
He called the whorehouse. Well, he called him and didn't have sex with him. Who calls the
whorehouse? He just didn't get a chance.
He said he hadn't had sex with
him. You ain't never watched Cat House?
Yeah.
The Bunny Ranch?
He got there.
You pay up front.
But if I...
Even if you just want to spend time with somebody,
you just
want to
get tickled and shit.
Yeah. But that's
not in my face.
But Lamar...
Yeah,
I mean, he never got a chance. I wasn't there.
I don't know no niggas.
I wasn't there. I'll be like this.
I don't think I do.
I'm gonna get that book, and we gonna find out.
First of all,
I like how you keep pointing at me with sex.
It's like being kinky and being kinky.
Yeah,
I agree 100%.
Yeah,
100%. I agree.
If you go on like Backpage or Craigslist page like that, some dude just want you to come look at your feet. Put ice cubes on your feet.
Yeah.
Right in my face. That type of stuff. That's the type of stuff they be onto. Or if they get a real big like 500-pound chick and like they call them like feeders and they sit there and get off on watching the fat girl eat food.
Look, everybody got their thing.
That's fetishy.
I can't stress that enough. Everybody got their thing. Whatever that thing is, there is a person willing to do that thing.
There's nothing wrong with light BDSM. Light.
See, I like how you don't stay on topic. We were talking about that damn book.
I got a problem. I got a thing for pogs, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
That's my thing.
I mean, well, you should.
Okay.
White girls.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, what?
My wife
should.
In the background.
No, you should. Yeah, I know. I hope so. Shit. I mean,
you say you don't.
I mean, you're a little late in the game to say change your mind now. Nah, it's gonna cost you half your shit. You say. But separate news story.
Mm-hmm.
Separate. This also came out that Kris Jenner has offered Lamar Odom millions to stop that damn book. Allegedly,
it's her meal ticket.
A source close to the family said Lamar could blab about everything from Rob Kardashian's drug use to Kim cheating on Reggie Bush to Kanye West and Khloe to the plastic surgery to anything else, potentially incriminating details of how Kris conducts business, even while at 20 million.
See, my thing is
to stop writing. Something's in that. He knows some shit.
If he'll pay that much to stop the book,
it's gonna make more.
My thing is that how much money would he get for the book?
Yeah,
he's gonna make more.
He's gonna get an advance.
Now here go the thing though. Along with the $20 million, getting to Lamar Odom to drop his tell-all book is a $20 million is a small price to pay to keep their dynasty, and I'm using air quotes, from being destroyed, said the anonymous source. Hold on now, here it is. Lamar Odom wants more cash than he wants the cash more than he wants revenge for whatever happened. So if he just wants to, and I'm still reading, ruin the Kardashian because he feels they, quote, have it coming, according to Lamar Odom's lawyer, they never got presented with this, and he feels that an autobiography just should be about his life. If he talks about them because they are part of his life,
That's just up to him.
But if they never, if they, if he does all of this and they never sign a release for the information that he's given.
But if he's like, saying my around, wife,
how could you get around like getting a release if they're like don't want you to do the book?
Well, you cannot want me to say whatever the fuck I want to say.
Or not refer to them by name.
Okay. If I just said the words my wife's family, we already know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's just gonna change the name or probably.
Okay.
Like if we was to, if I was to write a book about us, I don't have to say your name for
people. Yeah, so people to put together.
So to a degree, I see your point. I mean, I ain't gotta say your name.
Yeah.
Jack and Bill, whoever.
Yeah.
But when I start talking about specific stuff, oh, I know who Jack is.
Yeah. That
it was some book and they instead of saying names they were like the youngest one, the oldest one, the middle one, like stuff like
that's
that.
That's all you got to do. It's a couple that's people like that. It's a few brother. People like that.
Yeah. But they better offer him a little bit more than no,
think,
20 million.
I think it's something that he saw or something that
he will say.
Now
the lawyer did say they wasn't out. Presented with the offer, but rumor mill's going around. These are just rumors at this point. We don't know.
Lamar, don't take the deal. Hey, no deal.
Well, we don't know yet. So I'm very interested to see it because the video he put out.
He a sucker. He gonna take the money.
No, the video he put out, he gave a little bit. Granted, it was only like a 3-minute video, just to kind of get you hip. I think it was called the Players Tribute or something. He did kick out a little bit of information when we were like, hold up, dog.
And he need money right now.
He ain't hooping. So shit.
$20 million sound real nice.
Yeah, if y'all
but this book, if you come in, if you open with $20 million,
you about to come with it.
If you open it with $20 million, I think that book may be worth a little bit more than that.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on
that. All right, just moving on with the news. This hurt my heart a little bit more, but it's funny. I'm a child of the '90s. I get down on '90s music, whether it be R&B, hip hop, pop. Two news stories hit the news that. This hurt my heart, but Outkast may be done.
No.
Outkast is over. And
no.
Hold on. And more importantly to this story, Andre 3000 said he's totally fine with it. If it's over.
What?
Look, first off, let's be honest about one damn thing here.
Uh-huh.
And between them two, Andre 3000 was the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not shorting Big Boy.
I ain't saying Big Boy was bad. I'm just saying.
I mean,
of course, Andre 3000. Of course, he'd be fine with it. Big Boy went on the movies. When he was in that movie with T.I. and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it ain't like Big Boy broke. That nigga got business.
I mean
T.I.
Both of them out of six albums. Hold on, wait. Let me just read.
Yeah,
the quote.
Yeah, you got it. Go ahead.
According to Andre 3000, he said, "I hope to God it won't be me rapping 10 years from now." He says. Sorry, Miss Jackson. You know, just kind of like, yeah, sorry, Miss Jackson. But it's really possible that you may not get any more Outkast music. It's been 11 years since we released Idlewild. And in the interview with Complex, Andre Benjamin said, it doesn't seem like a 7th album may be on the way anytime soon. I mean, it's been 11 years since the last one.
But
Andre liked it.
And
but if they was to ever come back or have a reunion, it'd be sold out.
Hold on,
they ain't gonna miss no money.
And he quotes. He says, "I kind of not like being part of rap right now. Now that I've done it, I've shared. As I get older, I start to see myself move farther and farther away from it. The hustle and bustle and putting out an album and the pressure in the studio, trying to come up with something new." Now is more important, and it seems like a hobby to me. So I think about it in that way. He says, even without Kaz, if we never do another album, I'm totally fine with that. I was 25 when I started. I don't want to be a 30. When I was 25, I don't want to be a 30-year-old rapper. Now I'm 42, and I feel more and more like that way. Do I really want to be up there at 50 years old still doing that? When I watch other rappers that are my age, I commend them. But I just don't have that drive at this point in the stage of my career. I'm really more focused on being what I'm going to do 10 years from now. And I hope to God it won't be rapping.
I get that. It's kind of, I mean, honestly, you know what that sounds like? You know what that speech sounds like?
He sound like, I got it. It sound like wisdom.
No, dude, but I'm talking about another celebrity. Who? Because Seinfeld said the same thing on Letterman.
Yeah.
Remember he said that?
Yeah.
When he went out as the, was NBC that was on? But that the was number
a,
one
that's
show?
A different muscle, though. Comedy and rapping.
No, I get that. I'm talking about as far as being on top.
Yeah.
Seinfeld went out the number one show.
Yeah. Oh, keeping the show because going. Because
Seinfeld, it was Seinfeld and Murphy Brown.
It was like
finale show. And most people didn't even know Murphy Brown was going. That was the finale show.
Seinfeld could have went out with at least 3 more years, and it would have been cool,
dude. And so you got to think, man. If Seinfeld was to retire on top, and he decided to come back, he'd have to come back like Jordan, like really come back like Jordan, or like the last time Jordan came back, he came back on the team he owned. That was still on top.
And you know what? We saw this kind of with Larry David with Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's the only person who took 3 years off.
Curb Your, that was a good ass show.
That's the same people who made Seinfeld.
But I'm just talking about, you know, the way Seinfeld was going, okay, you can see where the end was coming. Curb Your Enthusiasm, of course, it's like the X-Files.
Yeah.
X-Files has, because I'm such an X-Files fan.
It
was 9 years, and then they came back with those 5 episodes, and then the cliffhanger, huh?
Yeah, six episodes.
No, X-Files was on for 9 seasons.
Then they came back with six episodes.
Oh, 6 episodes. Yes. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Right, yeah.
And they make it
and then they came back again because of the way the last episode went off. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but the way Jerry did it, it was rather genius. It went off like this is it. There's nothing else that come after this.
They last kinda episode, they went to jail for the rest of their life. Right. Yeah.
Kind of like the last Cosby show. They went off in a way that was like that.
This is it. Well, yeah. Cosby, honestly, and I'm not just saying that because of what's happening now. Cosby has something working against him in the show. The kids were growing up, so when you can't have more kids, it's not realistic. You pushing 50, and you about to pop out another kid.
Well, not just that. I mean, to me, the Cosby Show was a lot like Seinfeld. All they did in the Cosby Show was talk about what happened that day.
Then
they brought in Lil Raven because Rudy was getting big, and then they could have kept going with Raven,
and then they start messing around with Sandra Kiss.
Right.
And then honestly,
it could have went.
Yeah, they could have. But
other elements to why Cosby couldn't be going, but that's not what the show.
Well,
was
hey, we didn't know that at that time.
Yes, we did.
All right.
Yes, we did.
We just go keep it moving. So
okay, let's keep it
moving. Hey, Andre, I wish him the best. Personally, I would love a Outkast reunion, but if that's the case, that's gonna be the case.
Yeah.
Speaking of '90s, I gotta talk about it. My man, R. Now I'm keep it quick.
Watch your mouth now.
R. Kelly.
Watch your mouth now.
I'm going to see him.
If you got your tickets, please find that receipt because there's been another wave of concerts in light of the allegations that have been canceled. The August 23rd show in Atlanta has now seen the chopping block among many other R. Kelly shows because of the alleged scandal. Alleged.
Can I say
something?
Canceled tomorrow. Cause
y'all going with
hey.
You know what? I ain't about to take
keep
$50
your man. Receipts.
Oh, no. My mama got us tickets for our anniversary. Oh.
Keep your receipts. Yeah. Because he cutting them.
Oh, he ain't cutting ours.
I understand why he cut Atlanta because that's where the
where it went down. Well, that's where it went down. Yeah. So, he cut Baltimore. He cut New Jersey. He cut 4. Atlanta is the 5th.
Oh, no.
Detroit is tomorrow.
People ain't about to.
Hold on, wait. Look.
Let me go lie to you. If R. Kelly say, hey, man, I ain't doing a show, and we already there, I know enough songs.
You gonna go to that ticket counter and get your money back, right?
Hey, dude, I will put on a show.
You go get up there.
I will,
and I believe it.
I believe it.
I will put on a show. I'm already going to have my hat on. Hey, I get one of them Zorro bandanas and get up there and sing a song.
Look, I'm just telling.
This how your bladder full.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Just sprinkle the pee.
Oh, stop.
Oh, okay.
I will put on a full-blown show.
Hey, I believe, totally believe, he gonna beat the case because of the fame to blame ratio.
I was just about to say that. Niggas love R. Kelly. Niggas, he might even come out. You know what? Yeah, Kelly, you pissed on him.
We watched her piss on a girl. Allegedly.
We don't care.
Allegedly.
R. Kelly has been skirting under the law for a long time.
Allegedly. You got to say allegedly. Allegedly. All right, then.
I got to admit that.
All right.
I'll admit anything allegedly.
Allegedly? Hell. But.
You a terrorist, allegedly.
That makes me feel like.
I believe.
I'm a terrorist, allegedly. Allegedly. Who's not?
I believe that. That next album going to be fire. Because everybody got a comeback album, bro.
Fire as fuck.
Do he got another
that next album, like Mary J. when she got in that legal trouble. That last album, granted, it was about that. It was about that.
And the greatest sex. Oh, have another one of them on your account. We need that.
He go.
Hey, listen.
He go have another.
Ain't that punk with TP2.com?
Look.
That is the best one. And you know how much of an R. Kelly fan I am.
The Ignition Remix.
Especially when it came out. We was in college when it came out with him and Ron was going back and forth.
Yeah,
I went first day. That was my
dude.
I think I bought that CD twice.
All right, Ron, okay.
That was it for me.
Is he rapable? Is it rapable?
Is what?
Nah.
Can that song be the rape?
What?
Or sorry, not a rape.
Ignition kind of was about rape.
What they call it? The cult. The sex cult. Not a rape.
Ignition was not about rape. He was simply
No. I asked the question.
Okay. I was talking.
Is the song fire enough to beat? Because remember, the peeing on when he allegedly pissed on this girl. Even though we all saw the tape.
Yeah.
When he allegedly pissed on a girl,
he was a genius, man. Good God.
Our Ignition came out, and that song was enough to beat the piss case. Does he have a song right now that can beat?
I was sitting listening to R. Kelly the other day. What song was Elizabeth? If I could turn back the hands of time, that's like one of my favorites.
If I could turn,
ooh, baby,
the irony of that song. I bet if he could turn back the hands of time,
it would be mine.
I would tell the girl to come over my house. He could make a remix of that with this. I would have told her dad no.
First of all, I'm just saying, Kelly is the man.
She would have got the best room. The
that's my number one.
Regardless,
all
he
can
be 110%.
He could have had a girl's backstage.
And we the ones he pissed on with the clothes on that he pissed on them on. Did you see that Boondocks episode?
All I'm saying,
Riley, you underestimate how much niggas really like R. Kelly.
Yes,
that's just what it is.
All I'm getting at is
niggas. Robert,
do you know what that receipt is? That's a yes or no question.
No,
he
gonna
I
don't. Come tomorrow. I'm bad. So
okay. Okay.
See, last time I seen R. Kelly, he was like, you know, next time I come back, I'm coming back with my full band because he had the new tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I'm gonna see him next time he come back. Went to go online for the tickets to Shane Park. I'm not paying $50 to sit in the grass.
Well. He got a court case to pay for, so.
I paid $50 sitting in the grass.
Hey, I've seen R. Kelly.
You did? Was he still at the show? You said you wouldn't?
I would
have. I've seen R. Kelly at least.
R. Kelly?
Depends on who it is.
If
it's Kelly, I've seen R. Kelly.
I got the chairs with the cup holders in it. I'd have been
on the ground. Yeah. It's Kelly. At Shane Park, and it's really like right there.
It's Kelly. Yeah, it's not a
big patch of grass, I know.
Yeah. You ain't missing it. It's not.
I know. You can see.
No. I see what Tasha's point is. If I'm spending that much money, I want to see.
I want a full chair.
I want a chair. A ready made chair.
I want to at least get the piss, but not be pissed on. You feel me?
Leave that alone.
Allegedly. You got to say allegedly. Allegedly. Yes. You got to say allegedly.
Please stop talking about Robert.
All I'm getting at is, this is as a public service announcement.
Oh, my God.
Which is ironic because, what was it? That was the name of his first group? Public announcement.
Yeah.
Just find your receipts, people. Just because he slashed your shows.
I just want to hear.
Just us all people. Hey. He got hits.
I already know one song he going to sing that's going to tear the whole group up.
Seems like you're ready. Because that tears me up every time. My bladder be full and everything. I'm joking.
Alright.
It is seems like the red action.
Alright.
Everybody about to deal with Tasha ass.
Like, here's what we're going. We just going to move on. All I'm getting at.
That's like, buy your receipts. That's my favorite R. Kelly song.
Buy your receipts, people. That's all I'm getting at. Because I don't want nobody losing their money.
I'm going to have to find a friend with a boat.
Here it is.
So I can see it.
Let's go smoke.
Hold on, wait. No, we'll keep it going. We'll keep it going.
Have somebody with a boat.
Keep going.
We'll keep it going. Nah. Here's, like I said, child in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
I got you. Child in the 90s. 90s group. I love this guy. He's a good dude. Rob Thomas. Matchbox 20. Now, if you was around in the 90s, they had hits. ain't gonna bullshit you. Because of the work of Rob Thomas, I won three.
I miss him in that soccer haircut.
He got a real haircut now. Okay. He got a real haircut. Rob Thomas.
You need to cut that, though.
Yeah, somebody had. He got my email. Because I love Rob Thomas, but, you know, whoever was taking care of his hair game, he need to cut that wig piece. And he did. Mm-hmm. He listened. But Rob Thomas and Matchbox 20, they got together. They back. Now, this is, they had a casino gig in Tucson, Arizona. Only problem is, we don't know they back because they show got delayed. It wasn't canceled, but it was delayed because maybe this guy telling them that they shouldn't be back. They show got delayed because of a swarm of angry bees attacked the concert.
I would have left too.
Come on, man. I can't hear them well.
Okay, first of
all. Hold on.
Kill the bees. Let me start there. You can't kill bees because bees are becoming an endangered species at this point.
Hold on. I read it. Matchbox 20 discovered Thursday evening that a swarm of bees decided to make an appearance at their Casino del Sol concert. Reports from a news station in Tucson, Arizona said approximately a couple thousand, big T, thousand bees swarmed the AVA amphitheater prior to the show start at 8 p.m. Beekeepers arrived at the scene 30 minutes later to clear the flying insects out. 75 minutes after the show's expected start, concert goers were allowed back in the venue. The reservation police said no one was hurt and nothing like this has ever happened before. After the performance, Rob Thomas posted another Instagram photo of a beekeeper with his thumbs up and expressed his appreciation of the Matchbox 20 fans for waiting and dealing with this unexpected encounter. Dude, bees.
But no, like for real, like it's not like you could just spray some wasp or bee spray and kill them because
they had to go get straight up beekeepers.
You don't really need to kill bees. For one, bees. Yeah, if you fed them, they do get mad. And I got stung by a bee last year. I didn't do nothing to the little nigga.
Yeah.
But
wow,
I ain't do nothing to them. But you know, since bees are becoming. They're not an endangered species, so to speak.
You gotta handle them.
But the bee population is so low. You know, at this time of the year, think back about 5 years ago. How many bees did you see?
Mm-hmm.
How many bees did you see about 5 years ago?
Not as many as I saw.
You've seen a lot of bees outside, less 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And think about now. How many bees do you see?
I have not seen as many as I saw back then.
So to get a swarm of bees, you can't really kill them.
They said thousands.
Yeah.
With an S.
They sound like they got loose from a bee farm or something, if it was that many.
Well, that could only happen to somebody. God, what's the name of that song? What was it? Unwell? I tried to make a joke.
You got that kind of loving that could be so cruel.
It wasn't smooth.
Make it real or let you get about it.
Somebody else like you. Is that the name of the song?
I think that's the only song I know. Ain't this on Baby?
All right, you want Speed Riders thing?
It's 2 a.m. I'm just getting lost.
They could have had they could have had it at 3 a.m.
You know, I'm a Coldplay girl, so I don't.
And apparently the bees didn't discriminate between black and white people. They didn't care about the Broadway lights.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just everyone else was unwell. If you ask me, them bees had a mad season. I'm doing all the Matchbox 20 songs I can think of. The bees had a bad season. Main Street on Broadway. That's the name. I couldn't think of it that quick. Main Street on Broadway. But shit, everybody left safe. But that concert had to be a motherfucker. Like was it 75 minutes late because of bees?
Yeah, that's a problem.
That is. Look, I don't know. Rob Thomas, still the man. Still have a open invitation on this podcast. Mainly because Rob. I'm just going to look at Rob.
Actually, we'll take a couple Robs. We'll take R. Kelly. We'll take Rob Kardashian.
Can we? Hold on. Wait on the Robs. Hold on. Wait. Let's really.
Can we talk to Meek Mill? His name Robert.
Yes. After the Wins and Losses album, yes, I will talk to Meek Mill. R. Kelly, I just got three questions for him, but I don't think he's going to answer them.
What is it?
No, we just talked about Rob Thomas. especially after the B shit, because my man just trying to come back. Like, Rob Thomas had a lot of hits, and after your concert got attacked by bees, the guy didn't want y'all to come back. That was, but it is what it is. All right, let's get to the heart of the matter. This is the quickest story of the week, but we got a lot to say. Much like the Mooch, he wasn't the only person who left the White House this week. The Mooch. You okay?
I'm good.
You okay? What's up? I know, like, you down with politics. Wait,
you know I like to talk about this. What's up?
We go keep it 3 sentences max. I'm just going to tell you what happened. And we going to go 3 sentences max. Dancing with the Stars wants Sean Spicer. Wants him.
I actually gotta hope he doesn't.
Monday.
Let the nigga release some sting, man.
Hold on. Monday, Sean Spicer met with a group of network and TV shows,
right,
because his tenure with the White House has now ended. As of today, Friday, as we record this, Friday, August 4th, Sean Spicer has signed with Barrett and Michael O'Connor, thus saying no to Dancing with the Stars. William, hey, Spicy know he can't dance. Thursday, after the meetings took place with all the major news TV networks, including NBC, CBS, Fox News last week, Barnett's news clients, who include Neil Cavoto, Cesar Aperere, Britt Hume, Alandra Mitchell, Brian Williams, Steve Dorsey, President, I still call him President, Barack Obama.
He's president.
It is what it is. You can't take it back. He was.
I don't acknowledge this one.
Bill Clinton, George Bush, Madeleine Albright, and Ben Bernanke.
Madeleine Albright.
So what he doing? Yeah. He gonna be their personal, like, speaker.
Who wouldn't?
But I
want to see
at Dancing with the Stars.
See him get our.
He was gonna do it.
I don't even think he get upset. Just like. Happy.
He gonna have on a linen suit.
He was happy doing this shit.
That nigga was so mad during the press briefings. The last one he did, when I saw him the maddest, when one of the reporters asked, I think it was April O'Neil, asked him about what the wall is
for the Turtles. April O'Neil? Deep cut, baby. Yeah, that's a deep cut.
April something. The only black lady female reporter there. And asked him what the wall was, and he had them pictures up there. He had them slideshows, slides of what the wall was. Look. He was so pissed. I think he was upset not because he had to demonstrate what the wall was, but it was because he knew in his own heart
it was all bullshit. Spicy caught a raw deal,
and he had to just go with it.
Spicy caught a raw deal. Hey, much respect. He got the new job. He doing his thing. I did want to see him on Dance with the Stars. I ain't gonna bullshit you.
But I'm ready to read OJ's new book.
All right. Quick. Just hot take. We going hot takes?
Okay.
Who's going to jail first? R. Kelly, OJ, or Cosby? Go.
OJ.
Gotta pick what? OJ? Yes. OJ going back?
Cosby.
Yes.
Cosby's going to jail. You know good well Cosby ain't going to jail.
You gotta pick one. Gotta pick one.
Cosby, OJ, or Kelly?
OJ.
Smart money on Kelly. I don't know why.
Kelly is not going to jail.
I'm just saying.
That's what I said.
I'm just saying.
Been skirting under the law.
Smart money. This was a hot take. I ain't disagreeing with nobody. Hot take. Like I said, it's a hot take.
They just did something. Hold on. I just read something about that.
You ain't got to pull it up. It's a hot take. They answer was good enough.
Okay.
The answer was good enough. There it is. Speaking of hot takes.
Kelly ain't going to jail.
All right. Hot takes.
Kelly is going back to jail. That's
all I'm getting at. Hey, I'm not arguing. Back. These are just hot takes. Knee-jerk response. The knee-jerk.
I got you. Come on.
Now, we all know. I got two more hot takes. We all know Kyrie Irving. Was out of Cleveland,
nigga.
The land, the wasteland,
right.
Believe land,
fuck land,
the land in which you can't get a decent sushi dinner on a Tuesday night.
They got a real good Cajun spot downtown.
I bet a landlocked country, landlocked city. You ain't getting no seafood in Cleveland. You better grill the shit out of whatever I meet.
They had a whole fucking alligator.
Their river caught on fire.
That's how much they suck.
That is against God. I don't know how that works.
The river.
I don't know how that will work. Cleveland wants out. Cleveland don't want them, apparently. He don't want them. He's trying to look for a new home.
What? I didn't read that.
No, no. Allegedly.
That's speculation.
Alleged speculation. Either way.
That's one nigga they better keep. They need to get rid of.
But hear me out. Yeah, hear me out. Man. It's hot takes.
I'm about to jump off topic.
Hot takes.
They need
now,
Kyrie.
They said there's three teams he could be going. We'll go around the room. They said Spurs. They said Knicks. And I bullshit you not, for whatever reason, they said Detroit.
Yep. I'm always for Detroit.
Where are you going?
He going to Detroit.
I'm always for Detroit.
He going to Detroit.
Hot take? All right, anybody else? You. Kyrie? Where you going?
I don't think he's coming here.
He ain't going to the Knicks. He ain't going to the Knicks.
No, he ain't going to the Knicks.
He definitely ain't going to the Spurs.
No, Spurs ain't taking him. Personally, I want him to come to Detroit.
Yes. Yes.
But Knicks the only people with the money to. Because we gonna give up a lot of shit for him.
He ain't going
to
no damn.
You do understand that, right?
Hold on.
We about to get off topic like a mother.
Hot takes or you asking?
No, I'm just saying, hot take.
Is about to get
all
off
I
topic.
Just said was, Knicks got more money than us.
You can't say shit and don't think there's no rebuttal.
Sorry, it's a hot take.
Dude.
It's a hot take.
We are about to.
Hot take. Okay,
it's just a hot take.
We about to get off topic.
Hot take, fuck that shit. They're going to New York because they don't have the proper trade bait. They don't have nothing to give for him.
Okay, that's true. We can. We gotta give up Drummond.
Give him up.
Which is fine. We gotta get. Obviously, Jackson. I want him to go for a long time. I wanted Jackson to get the fuck up out.
Reggie Jackson.
And you know we gotta give up all our draft picks.
Not all of them.
A good chunk of them.
Not all of them.
Just to be in the consideration. Just
they would be smart to get him.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said Knicks, right?
No, I didn't say Knicks. I just said I don't think.
She did not say Knicks.
Okay.
I just don't think he would come here. But
it's
they
not
would
a
be smart.
Yeah, it's not a. He don't have no. He doesn't have a no trade clause.
Yeah, he could go wherever.
He don't have an option. He not Justin Verlander.
It would be
smart. he was doing that shit talking about something. He wanted to go to the Timberwolves. Timberwolves. They didn't already.
They done enough.
They did. Timberwolves look damn good.
Honestly, the best place for him, not being biased, is Detroit.
Yeah, probably.
Because
that's somewhere
he can shine.
He has 2 years left on his contract.
He can shine
in
here.
2 years, Stan Van Gundy can show him that we can build around you by getting rid of the two biggest contracts
and
bringing other
and
people
Jackson.
In. Because if he come here, that means it's a free agent destination at that point. Because people will want to play with him.
Hey, we'll see. I mean, it's a long time for the NBA season
to
start.
Detroit don't have championships under our belt. Just saying.
Got a couple.
You got a few. All right, hot take. One more time. Now, you've been following the Kaepernick thing, right?
Yeah, I can't help it.
Can't help it.
I want to get his fiance, his girlfriend, one of these. She the real MVP, baby.
Well, she's going to stand for a man, and I get that. But
see what she posted?
Where is he a good fit? Yes.
Where is he a good fit?
Yes. Real talk. This is hot take.
As of right now. Miami.
Personally.
Here.
Jack. Oh, hell no.
I don't think we have room for him.
Kaepernick. Where is he a good fit? Personally, I say the Jaguars. Blake Bortles has been on some bullshit for years.
About 2-3 years, yeah. But he only been in the league.
Oh, really? The fucking interception machine.
I think the biggest problem with
Cap
the NFL is like we expect people to have that RG3 year and that
speaking of which, he looking for work too.
And yeah, he gonna get picked up before Colin.
And it sucked because Colin ain't. Oh, I'm sorry. No, team. Where's the team? Where's the team? Hot take. Where's your team?
He's a dang good quarterback.
Where's the team though?
He's a good
quarterback. He ain't going to the Ravens. I can tell you that right now.
He is a
dang good quarterback.
He's a dang good quarterback.
So he's a good quarterback. He's not a dang good quarterback.
He made it to the Super Bowl. He's a decent quarterback.
See, I don't keep up with the backups.
Name a team though. That's all I just said. Name a team where he'd be a good fit.
He's better.
You commish. You better know. You better know this shit. What? 4 weeks?
I know
better.
It, but I don't.
I hot. This is all it is. Is a hot take.
Dan Orlovsky got picked up.
Yes. Exactly.
Over Colin Kaepernick. Once I saw that, I'm like,
it's wow. A, he's
it's
bad.
It's not about bullshit. His ability at this point.
It's never been about his ability.
It's not.
We are entertaining Ryan Mallett as a, and I'm using air quotes, better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick. We're entertaining that. That's yeah. Bullshit. You know it's bullshit.
Well, you know what's even fucked up more? Because Miami needs a quarterback now. Because
they do.
Tannehill's out for the season.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Because
that's the only team I thought about.
They're literally gonna probably pick up Jay Cutler or Tony
which is. You pull Jay Cutler, who guaranteed to give you two interceptions a game.
Romo will go because he was like, if he ain't playing space, if he ain't playing for the Cowboys.
Romo saw his Romo saw the writing on the wall. What was the statistic I made up? I said, if you could buy a pumpkin spice latte, that's the week he's going to get hurt. I have been right the last 3 years, which is fucked up. I shouldn't be able to say that.
Unfortunately, he wasn't right last year because he got hurt in the preseason.
He got hurt in the preseason, but I showed you the post. I did show you the post. You right on that. But I did show you the post where, remember that news story I showed you? Starbucks says they're boosting the time of the, so instead of November, they made it available in September. My man got hurt in August. Hey. I'm like, no, what the fuck?
Hey. He ain't get hurt. Hey,
whatever. Close. I, as a guy who's sitting in his living room podcasting, I should not be able to make that fucking call and be right 2 out of the last 3 years. Oh, yep. Should I go buy a pumpkin latte? He's going to get hurt this week. I should not be able to say that shit.
No, you shouldn't, but that it is.
That's what happened.
Yeah. So, I mean, I pray that Colin get picked up, but he going to run into the same thing that the dango other boy, Tebow.
All right, look, I got to talk about this because it happened.
T-Bow should have picked up too.
Technically, this isn't a hot take, but we all saw the fuck what happened. Bobby Valentino with the trans.
That's a hell of a transition.
I know, because
I didn't see this. Tell me the story.
It's supposed to be a hot take, and we take it way too goddamn long. It's supposed to be just around the room.
It won't be any sound, but I'll show you.
All right, here's the deal. Bobby Valentino out doing his thing, R&B crooner, and then video came up, ham-fisted segue, I know, you looking at me. He messing with chicks with dicks. He messing with people who, them Caitlyn Jenners out there. Look, if that's what you want to do with your life, hey, it is what it is.
The term is transsexual.
Transgendered. Look, I tried it. However, when this transgender, if I can talk. I've been drinking bourbon.
Or a.k.a. Nevermind.
When you get caught on video,
I'm gonna try to be politically correct.
We try, but you get caught on video. I saw what happened to Charlamagne, so I'm riding that line.
I say confused is all hell.
Well, hey, that's your belief. That is what it is. But this person, as it is a trans person. Can we all agree there?
Yeah.
This trans person.
I ain't seen the.
Caught you on. Here's what we're gonna do. She gonna show you the video.
I am trying to. They have buried it with so many memes.
Yeah.
That I cannot.
And find that's it. Where my story going. We caught you.
I can't believe these damn memes.
We already caught you. We already caught you with the trans person.
No. This dude took Mrs. Officer and.
We already caught you with the trans person. So since we caught you with the trans person, they showing the memes. They doing all the stuff. And now my man is salty. He get on social media. He yelling.
Oh, so he on the couch.
Yeah, cause I the yes. Yeah, it's an open mic right there. Like he getting salty. He like, why the fuck y'all didn't want to talk about me when I was giving kids scholarships? Why the fuck y'all didn't want to talk about me?
The thing, Bobby Valentino. Like this guy, he made this song, Mrs. Officer. He said, I like we.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. Anywho. But here's
the
thing, Bobby. Yeah.
Yeah, but Bobby. Yeah, but.
The remix is hilarious.
That's Bobby.
Now here's the thing, Bobby Valentino. You've given us a couple of hits, and I'll give you that.
Great hits, great music. Sent kids to college, but the salty rant.
You ain't gave us Jeremiah levels of hits.
No, but you gave us. You can't get mad.
But you
can't
get mad. You literally got caught with your ding-a-ling out.
With a person with another ding-a-ling.
A shim is taping you, so you can't say like. I was extorted. What'd they do?
Extorted?
Take your clothes off or I'm going to post this. Like, what did they do? No, you was there getting your dick sucked by a man-woman.
And you got caught.
I'm pretty sure he didn't know.
Okay. Have you okay. Sure that all. Hey.
Hey, Bobby.
If he didn't know.
I'll see you later, girl.
If bye. He didn't know. Hey.
You know that was a man.
He didn't know. If he didn't know.
Her face was strong as
hell. Hold on. Let's just err on the side of caution. He didn't know, right?
I'm just saying. Are y'all men?
But. However. When we find out, like you find out. You getting mad because people clowning you? Take your L, guy.
Then little Scrappy got caught up in it too.
No. Bobby Valentino put other people in there. Like I was with Scrappy. Scrappy like, oh, don't put my name in that shit.
Yeah.
Now Scrappy like, I ain't got nothing to do with this. Oh, that's
yeah, Scrappy.
That's what he do. I ain't into that.
He can be mad.
You can be mad.
He can still have emotions.
She was like, all right, Bobby Valentino. But hey,
it is what it is. When the trans person, look, and I get it. The hip-hop community ain't exactly down with the whole transitioning process.
The hip-hop community is gay as fuck. So
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Openly not down with it. Can we say that?
What's that thing's name? Young Thug? Jeffrey?
All right, I guess we can say that. So you can't get mad. Thomas, why you ain't talking about the scholarships? Because you did the scholarships a couple years ago. We talking about what happened on Thursday, motherfucker. We talking about what happened the other day. The last time, if I go to the news station.
He was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
You got to be extra careful.
Extra.
There's so many of them in Atlanta.
You got to be extra careful in Atlanta.
You either got studs or a bunch of girl boys.
It is what it is. Hey, my thoughts go out to you.
No, they don't.
No, I say it go out because my man catching that internet beat down. He catching it.
As he should.
But if this is what you signed up for.
If you like dudes, that's fine. Anybody gonna crucify you for being gay. It is what it is.
Look at Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean. He being gay. Didn't Tyler the Creator say he was gay?
Hold on.
Frank Ocean was just real about it.
And that's the same thing. If that's how you float, Bobby, come on out there. Hey.
I don't know if he float that way. He'll never admit to it.
But that's kind of the thing.
He's embarrassed now.
If all those...
But
like,
a lot of dudes...
Look, my man BK. My man has not said shit. He's been looking at memes since we started talking about this.
You know, a lot of dudes in the industry, the music industry, are gay. A lot of them. But they'll never say it.
If you're not man enough to own up to it, that's on you.
You got Young Thug.
Take your hit.
Calling other rappers bae and boo. Mm-hmm.
Take your hit. All right. So
he don't like sex. That's what he said.
All right, we getting around that time. Here it is, Bobby. I know it is what it is. Believe it or not, we getting around that time. I didn't think I had to do this, but
let me see this.
Out of 2 weeks. Oh, you want to jump? Oh, you want to jump in? I know he been sitting there looking at memes the entire time.
That is a young man Bobby Valentino was with.
Okay.
About that.
Okay.
And
he got the right to be mad, or you got caught up.
No, he mad because he caught up.
There it is.
That's the only reason he.
There it is.
He get mad.
He probably been doing it.
Hey,
they took the words.
There we go.
You took the next. You beat me by a second. He probably been doing it. Somebody just caught him.
A whole bunch of dudes in the industry have been caught in the cars of trading. Who? Eddie Murphy.
Dude.
Yep. A couple
Richard
people.
Pryor.
My boy Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, soccer dude. He got caught up.
I don't think this is the first time with Bobby Valentino.
Not to mention, I think you said it like just a few seconds ago that
slow down.
Most of the rap industry, is gay.
Yeah.
But it's the persona that sells. Thug rap.
Yeah, you got
Gary out there.
Lil Uzi Vert walking around with blouses on, and the Migos with these flower blouses on.
Years ago, when Wayne kissed Baby.
That's still suspect.
I was a Hot Boys Cash Money fan. Real talk.
Yeah, you.
And when I saw that
shit that day, did you?
Okay.
The only men and then that get a pass with that is the Wayans brother. They kiss each other on the cheek.
I can't give them a pass neither.
Hold on,
hey brothers.
Cheek over lips.
So
cheek over lips.
Sean is gay.
That's all I'm getting at. Cheek over lips.
Nah, my
nigga. I give you that.
Cheek over lips. That's all I'm getting at. Hey,
I get that.
All right, we getting around that time.
I think it's rather okay. Go ahead.
It's still not all okay.
I'm gonna stop.
But it is what it is. We getting around that time. Hey,
sit your ass down.
People been on their best behavior, but
who?
It is what it is.
All
right, sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down.
I do this
down
because
down.
You can't.
Sit your ass down. Sit your $5 ass down.
I got you. Look at the little reflexes, baby. Alright.
That's alcoholic.
It's around that time of sit your ass down. Now, out of the last 2 weeks, to be fair, not a lot of people been doing some dumb shit.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently they hear us.
I can name one.
I got three. But out of the mounds of what we used to have, last couple weeks been fair. And we don't do this every week. You know how we get down. We don't bully. This is not to belittle. This is a public service announcement. You get lost in your own sauce. And we here at the Just Talk With Sam podcast want to pull you aside and say, hey, man, sit your ass down. First one, I didn't think this would be a sit your ass down. I really didn't until I did my digging. Now, remember last week, I take that back. A couple weeks ago, we was talking about who's going to be the best bond, who's going to be a new bond, who's going to keep it going. Now, we know the new bond, and believe it or not, it's Daniel Craig.
Nigga.
That's the new bond.
That's the new bond.
He's like the Avengers, the new old Christine, the new Avengers, that's him.
Now, here's what's interesting the new bond for 2015.
That's what I'm thinking.
He was talking that shit. We gonna go back to 2 weeks ago. We're gonna play that news story. That today, today's show, they pretty good on that news. It's NBC, right? Y'all can hear it, right? Yeah, you got ice. Let's run that clip from the news story.
All right. James Bond, maybe. And the A-listers who were begged to stay away from that new Steve Jobs movie. Chanel's got the pop star.
I've got bacon grease on my scripts now.
First to Daniel Craig and the speculation about whether Spectre will be his last Bond movie. Time Out Magazine asked Daniel about playing the spy again. And look at what he said. Quote, I'd rather break this glass and slash my wrist.
Wow.
We'll take that as a maybe. he added, quote, I'm over it at the moment. We're done. All I want to do is move on. But Daniel did leave the door open, saying, quote, if I did another Bond movie, it would only be for the money. Wow. Yes, that's what he said.
Now we know that.
Apparently he was doing it for free.
So now do we know that? remember that that's some hard shit to say. I will break this glass and slip my wrist before I become James Bond yet again.
Make sure you got 13 reasons why.
I like that one. Deep cut, baby, deep cut. And then, 2 weeks later, we just talked about this shit. All of a sudden, he's the new Bond. The new Bond. They done went out.
Meanwhile, Idris sitting at home.
Idris chilling. What's the boy you said? Matt Bonner. All the people we named.
Yeah.
All the people we did. All the people.
He could have been the first gay Bond.
That
would have did well.
Actually, I think that would have did pretty good. Actually.
So, I say this to Daniel Craig.
I didn't even think about that. What's the other brother that he said would have been a good Bond? He was talking about.
Go back into history.
She said, I remember it just did. No, the dude that played Blackout. Not Blackout.
Get Out.
Yeah.
He would have been cool.
Which one? Kahlua.
Daniel.
Kahlua.
Daniel Kahlua.
What's up?
He would have been a decent Bond.
Yeah, he got the British accent.
Excuse me. This is 2 weeks ago when we didn't have a Bond. Now all of a sudden, he loves.
It's not about. You focusing more on the accent and not the smooth.
Okay.
And being charismatic.
Makes. All good.
I was looking your way because I can't look this way.
Oh, go fuck yourself. But we don't have a bond. 2 weeks ago, we didn't have a bond. Now we do. So, Daniel Craig, please, for me, you, the entire Bond franchise.
And he a good Bond.
Very good. But he'd rather slit his wrist.
Who's best Bond, though?
In my honest opinion?
Personally?
Oh, go ahead.
Roger Moore.
Who you said?
Sean Connery.
I think Sean Connery was the smoothest Bond ever. Now, Roger when you brought up a good point.
I don't even bring up my
only Brosnan. My only thing is the only reason I say
Golden Eye was the truth. Fuck
is
that.
Because you talk about the smoothest and all of that. When you look at Moore, you look at with the exception of Daniel Craig, I can't think of nothing right now. But Pierce, and then you got
you know, all the others, you know, they also did other characters outside of being smooth and cunning and all that. You can be taught that. I'm looking at, as far as, first off, the youthfulness and all the other things he could do. Now, and you can be taught, if you're an actor, you can be taught how to act that way. Like I said, I don't think Sam agreed with me on it, but I said Jason Statham. I don't think you agree with me on that one. I said Statham.
I don't know about that. But hold on.
The problem with Jason Statham is not
his persona.
He would be every movie he's fighting and shooting. Hold on, wait. But what we said last week, he would be a great Bond villain. Yes.
Jason Statham.
One thing about him is he's a rough and rugged actor. No matter what role he plays, he's like Samuel Jackson.
I'm with that.
He plays the same role every time.
He's gonna cuss.
Who's the kid that's in that? I'm sorry, I cannot remember the name of the movie, but it's a British movie. It's similar. It's not similar. No disrespect.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a Bond movie.
Talk about.
It's like the gentleman something.
Yeah, the gentleman.
Kingsman.
Yeah, two part two is coming out. I'm going to the movie.
I'll check that out.
Little fellow.
I'm with you.
I'm gonna tell you.
I can see you buying him.
I'm gonna tell you.
And Shia LaBeouf not being crazy.
No, you ain't getting Shia. No, fuck that. No, you ain't getting Shia.
Shia about 8 years ago. No, Shia.
Shia can't handle his liquor, man. No, hell no.
I saw that too.
Shia can't handle his liquor, dog.
But I'm gonna tell you. Now, that's after y'all had told me that, I did go back and find that. Okay, the brother was good. All right, but I'm gonna tell you who I think would have made a good Bond, only because you and I both agree. He can play any role.
Who?
Can't remember his name.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. But I'm about to... Wait, when I describe
him...
When I describe him, because I describe him the same way to you all the time, you always tell me his name, and I'm like, yeah. All
right.
The big white guy with three names, and he's funny, and he was in Mission Impossible.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yes!
Oh, it's impossible, because he's dead.
I'm just saying, I think...
Oh, all right. We just moving on.
I know he's dead.
Yeah, he died. He died a couple years ago.
That was a perfect actor right there.
What about my boy Digimon?
No, he ain't nobody. He's good.
She called him Digimon.
Yeah, that's his name.
That's his real name.
But you know,
I heard his name pronounced differently. That's all.
All right, but here we go. Next, sit your ass down.
Digimon.
You think they actually let a black man? Bond?
Hold on,
the reason why Idris Elba is not Bond, which everybody wanted Idris to be Bond because he would make a damn good Bond.
Why are you mad?
Because
I know.
Idris Elba is too street to play.
Too street to play Bond.
Did you see Luther? That's Bond. He's Bond.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch Luther.
Yeah, check out Luther. He'll make a hell of a Bond.
Tay Diggs will make a good Bond.
No.
Yes, he
would. No, I'm just gonna change something
Morris
on that
Chester
shit. No, I'm just gonna change. No, it's not. I'm just gonna change the goddamn subject. No, you fucked that up.
Really, Ricky?
Hit it. Next, sit your ass down. You know what? Nope. Don't redeem yourself. Next, sit your ass down.
He ain't been smooth since brown sugar.
Next, sit your ass down. I'm not even gonna let him redeem himself. Go fuck yourself. The next
good role has Morris Chestnut had.
Like I said,
or Shamar Moore.
Rosewood.
Rosewood is good.
No, I'm talking to him. I said Rosewood. I'm actually talking about him. Oh. Yeah, fucking Rosewood over there. but either way,
who Ricky?
I know. Next,
Lance,
what's his name?
Lance Hopper.
Hold on. All right.
That nigga has no awards.
It is. Next, sit your ass down.
You just mad because you look like him.
Go to my man.
You
last week he wasted all of our time. Sit your ass down, Michael Phelps. He wasted everybody's time. Nah, here it is with Michael Phelps. If you wasn't paying attention for the last entire summer, I had to hear about him swimming against a goddamn shark. What? I can't believe
I watched it.
Hold on.
DSHD.
Discovery Shark Week came up. I took off work because I thought he was gonna die. I really thought that was it.
That's why I watched it. At the last minute,
Michael Phelps said to himself, "You know, racing against a shark may not exactly be safe. So they didn't put a shark in the water.
That's what every nigga in their own mind
did. That was the reason I watched it. He said maybe it wouldn't be safe. So instead of a shark in the water, they got a CGI shark.
Lord.
A computer shark. Lord. Racing next to Michael Phelps. Meanwhile, Rob Lowe was paddleboarding, and he got no shark infested waters. He know the deal. I ain't finna sit out here with no damn sharks. So he kept himself nice and easy. He know what it is to be surfing, and he know what it is to be surfing with sharks. Meanwhile, Michael Phelps, who had all the security in the world, they gave him a little gate. You can put the gate down so the shark don't bite you. They got all the shit you need. They said, we'll let the shark go first. We'll just record the time of the shark. Can you beat this time, Mike? He said, I would rather race against a computer simulated shark. Meanwhile, me and you and everybody else in America watched that horse shit.
I did. I was in tune.
Out of this hour show, 59 minutes went past until they let the cat out of the bag. I needed to race against a real shark. This was a CGI generated shark. And you got Michael Phelps eating Subway to this day. The whole Mike. For me. You. Everybody else who watched that horse shit. Sit your ass down.
In a lot of ways, Michael Phelps was smart.
Yep.
Because I'm going to tell you why.
Really?
Hey, it was like the wrong decision.
Can I just tell you?
Real talk. Real talk. That's what I can bear.
A very small point I just want to make. Because I put myself in Michael Phelps' shoes. Granted, I would not swim on my own wheel. But if you're going to pay me, I'm going to swim.
Hell yeah.
Secondly, I think, if I'm in Michael Phelps' spot, man, they're about to pay me to swim with a shark. And they're going to pay me this much money. I really want that money. Then I'm thinking about them niggas that was with fucking around with that shark, that tiger.
Yes, Sigmund Roy. Yes,
Sigmund Roy.
The only reason
and then I said, hey, give me a stimulator.
And then I go home and watch Sharknado.
No.
And Jaws. Oh, hell no.
No. Here's the deal with the shark. Let me break this down.
Didn't somebody race a cheetah?
They wanted to. They wanted to. It was supposed to be Usain Bolt and a goddamn cheetah. And then
CGI my cheetah. Don't put no cheetah next to me.
Here's what Hussein said up front. Hussein Bolt said this shit up front. Oh shit, the cheetah gonna be next to me? I ain't fucking no real cheetah. And you know what happened?
Nope.
We didn't watch it. And the rest is history.
But I was watching Michael Phelps. Only because I thought he was going
to get some real shark.
And that was worth watching. If I knew it was going to be computer ass.
Why they have a dolphin or something?
Dolphins are more dangerous than sharks.
It's shark weak.
Yes, they are. They are more.
It's shark weak.
You didn't know that?
It's shark weak.
Dolphins are actually
shark. Last time I checked, it was shark weak.
I know this.
And some documentaries where dolphins have killed sharks.
All right, look.
You gotta watch Blackfish. Blackfish? No, it's about whales.
We all agree. Before we jump into Blackfish. I know what you're talking about. Before we jump into Blackfish. The biggest sit your ass down.
Who?
Sam McClain.
Mike Phelps. You want me to have it so bad. If I do something so fucked up as this, I guarantee goddamn T, I would read my old sit my ass down. But I'm not gonna mislead people for a fucking summer.
You remember the name of Iverson?
Allison.
I can't believe that still works.
I don't have no fucking middle name. They just
it's Allison.
Yeah.
Cause they still.
It's you know what bugs me?
I never heard.
This has been going on for at least 2-3 years, and it's like it's new to him.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
It's new. Every time. Boy, you got the memory of a goldfish.
A goldfish cracker.
And the last.
Goldfish cracker.
Sit your ass down. Go to my. I'm trying my best not to laugh, yeah.
The laugh
man laugh.
The laugh made me laugh. Oh, God.
And the last sit your ass down. Go, look.
Donald Trump.
No. That is an award winner. This is the only person we had to ban from sit your ass down. We had to ban him. He'd be here every week. Last sit your ass down, go to my man Jerry Jones. In the start of the NFL season.
Yay.
Jerry Jones. See, Jerry Jones, stand by your man, Jerry. Jerry Jones came in here. He said, in the midst of the whole Ezekiel Elliott, he could have domestic abuse, and he could have did this, and he could have that. He said, I unequivocally stand by my players, and any of the assaults that come through, justice will take place. That's Jerry. Stand by your man, Jerry. Until Lucky Whitehead. My man Lucky Whitehead.
He left Lucky, man. He did Lucky so wrong.
Hold on, who's the
situation? Hold on, wait. Who's Jerry that? Jones. See, Lucky Whitehead was out doing his thing, allegedly. And Lucky Whitehead got caught stealing Twinkies out of your local convenience store.
Allegedly, right?
Allegedly. See, out of all that stand by your man, and I'm with my players, and ain't no law gonna come against us. Hey, if you find a case against our players, I'm gonna stand with the full extent of the law. My man, Lucky Whitehead, got caught allegedly stealing Twinkies. Was cut immediately after the story broke. 2 hours after the story broke, Jerry Jones said, "Get the fuck off my team. We can't have thieves." Lucky Whitehead had proof positive, says, not only was I playing for you at the time of this alleged thievery, I was with you in another state, and I could back it up. He backed it up, cleared of all charges. So, me, you, and everybody else, you should be let back on the Cowboys, right?
Seems like.
Right? Right? Yeah. Jerry Jones said, go fuck yourself. You out of here. Meanwhile, Ezekiel Elliott, domestic abuse, possible rape, sexual assault. I stand by my man. I stand by him. The court case. So, let's say. So, is Twinkies over sexual assault? Or is it the person who making me the most money I'm going to stand behind? Now, that's a weird comment to say. And this shit fold out.
The person making me the most money, I'm going to stand behind.
Oh, okay. But, like, Lucky Whitehead, hey, good for him. He with the Jets now. But, Jerry Jones get a nice, comfortable seat on the sit-your-ass-down couch. Because you can't stand by your players with the most sexual assault. That's prison shit. That's felonies. And my man, who got caught, and it wasn't caught. The boy who got caught stealing the Twinkies just said, hey, I just said the first name that came to my mind. You in Dallas. You want to talk about the wide receiver on your team. And the police just, all right, he's Lucky Whitehead. He doesn't have an ID on him. And you cut my man? That's not standing by your players, guy. That's not a good look, man. Is that standing by your players? My man stole a Twinkie over. So, there we go. Last your chance now. And it was fucked up because I had to watch the Hall of Fame game last night. Jerry Jones had the salt face the entire game.
Let's get on to what's happening now with Donald Trump.
Nope.
Okay.
All right, what we going to do? We going to end this one because we're a little passing out. I want to thank my good folks for stopping over. I want to thank BK because, quite honestly, he's here every week and he give us shit like that. Ike, as always, one...
That wasn't all a joke, neither.
Quarter of the Real Sports Podcast that I hear is coming back. It is. I'm not shitting on my guys. Real Sports Podcast, realsports.com. He got .net, too. Realsports.net.
We need to go ahead and get this shit back.
All right. You and your Lennon and McCartney relationship, y'all need to fix that shit immediately. It is what it is. Y'all got a home here. We all not. We here every week.
We like a match.
Like, as always, you can Just Talk With Sam podcast, samshownation.com. Everything involved with the Just Talk With Sam podcast can be found at samshownation.com. Facebook and Instagram, Just Talking With Sam, no G in talking. And you can talk to me personally at samshow11. We will see you guys next week. Justice for Lucky Whitehead. Peace out, y'all.
Vote Trump.